Today's scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. In Jericho there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a wealthy, very important tax collector. He wanted to see who Jesus was. There were many others who wanted to see Jesus too. Zacchaeus was too short to see above the people, so he ran to a place where he knew Jesus would come. Then he climbed a sycamore tree so he could see him. When Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and saw him in the tree. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, I must stay at your house." Zacchaeus hurried and came down. He was happy to have Jesus in his house. Everyone saw this, they began to complain, "Look at the kind of man Jesus is staying with. Zacchaeus is a sinner." Zacchaeus said to the Lord, "I want to do good. I will give half of the money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay them back four times more." Jesus said, "Today is the day for the family to be saved from sin. Yes, even this tax collector is one of God's chosen people. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that the words of my mouth and meditation and thoughts of our hearts will be acceptable to you, great God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We're in a day and an age where so many people feel that they have no hope. We try to find on TV a TV show that doesn't have sex, drugs, too much rock and roll, and it's hard to find. And it's a show we've discovered, and it's kind of silly. How many here have heard of the show called The Middle? Okay, a lot of people have. This is a family that is completely messed up in every way. No, it's great. I mean, they're like us. But they have a daughter whose name is Sue. And Sue has to get everything just right. Everything has to be exact in this. But Sue, everything backfires on her. Everything. And her graduation year is going to be the year of Sue. And their mom kind of meddles with things a little bit. The father doesn't meddle with anything. They got a son that's the older one is kind of an arrogant oaf, and the young one is a kind of a learned reader. Does that sound right for most of the group? But one thing about Sue, everything in her life, she has hope with everything. She always has a positive outlook, and it always comes out in the end that things always go well. But I see the show, and we watch these after they tape and play them back and pick up a few things. But what's really neat is we're impressed by the girl's hope in her life. And when we look at hope with people that struggle in their lives, right now, they say it takes an average of 200 applications when someone tries to find a job that is in an area where there is not high demand, where there is high demand, and people, entertainment field, you got to fill out 200 applications before you get called back to go talk. 200 for a job. And when I was in the industry, it was an average of 200 applications to get interviewed. So you think about how hard that is for anybody in the world looking for jobs. And it's easy to give up and think that we have no hope. Well, when we look at today's scripture and we talk about Zacchaeus, a little man in our story, we have to remember that if Jesus is who he said he was and he did what he said he did, nobody is without hope. Especially true of people who are on the fringe. We know many people in our community, in our lives, within our families that are on the fringe. Some of them are considered failures. Some are considered slackers. Some are considered troubled people. Society may call them rejects. Today I want to talk about a thing that took place between Jesus and a reject of the day. How many of you remember the song, that we may have learned in vacation Bible school or kindergarten, in Sunday school, about Zacchaeus. How many remember that song? All right, now I'm not going to sing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now for a few bucks I will, you know. Okay, but here we go. I want to see if you guys remember the words. Ready? Zacchaeus was a
wee little man.
And a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a
sycamore tree.
All right. For the Lord wanted to
see.
As the Savior
passed that way.
You got it. He looked up
in the tree.
All right. And he looked up in the tree and he said,
Zacchaeus, you come down, for I want to go to your house today.
I'm going to go to your house. You got it. And for I'm going to your house to
stay.
He's going to the house to stay. This is the only scripture in the Bible where we find that Jesus said, I'm going to your place. And I'm going to be there tonight. I need to go there. I need to stay there. The song comes out of a story about the gospel from our first two verses. And it clues us into to what was going on. And what's taking place and what's going to be. As we hear in our scripture from Luke 19 verses 1 and 2. He entered Jericho, was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector and he was rich. Luke tells us that he was the chief tax collector. The Roman government collected taxes from the people. What they would do is they'd bid out the jobs on who would go out and collect the taxes. And what they would do is they would get whatever take they wanted of the money that was collected as long as the government got what was owed. So let's say the government is owed a dollar. Well, Zacchaeus could go out and collect 10 from somebody, as long as the government got one. Sounds like the IRS today. The Roman Empire made a lot of money that way. And here's the thing. Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, so he had other people working under him. And they went out and did the same thing, and Zacchaeus got a cut of everything. He kept a cut of everything and turned in what was required to the Roman government. They didn't get salaries. They got heavy-duty commissions. And they made this money with the surcharge, with a fee, or whatever it was that they could get. And you had to pay it. And he was the boss. He was the Roman IRS in cahoots with the Roman government. You talk about a reject. Talk about somebody that nobody wants to talk to. How many have been audited? And you had to go before an auditor at the IRS, you definitely didn't feel very welcome, did you? But they sure did make themselves welcome to your pocketbook. You see, it's a reject. It's them and us. Zacchaeus was a reject of the day because of his actions and his job. And this is what he had done. And the chief tax collector was considered no better than a murderer. He was no better than a common thief. He was no better than a robber. So he's not somebody that the people really wanted to associate with. But you see, his name doesn't match what he was, because in the scriptures, Zacchaeus' name references to him being as clean or innocent. Well, he was neither. He was guilty and he was dirty. Jesus comes to town. Now you think about this. We're going to learn today about how we need to reach out to the rejected. That's hard for us to do, how we are to reach out to the rejected. But what happens here is Jesus, what we can learn is how Jesus reached out to the rejected. And when we learn how Jesus reaches out to the rejected, then it can help us to also reach out to those that are struggling in their lives. We're going to find see a story in two sets of eyes, through Zacchaeus' eyes and through Jesus' eyes. We begin as we look at the rejection, and we learn about how Jesus reaches out to the rejected and how he responded, and also how we need to respond. First off, we need to be attractive to the people that feel rejected. We continue the story in verse 3. As he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was a small in stature man. So he ran up ahead and climbed onto a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. So Zacchaeus knew what was going on. He knew Jesus was going to be ministering, and he was going to reach the people. He'd been ministering for 3 years. His fame and his name had spread all over the country. The man who could raise the dead, walk on water, the one who could heal the blind, who could still the storm, feed 5,000 people from a child's backpack. What an amazing thing. The streets were jammed, and Zacchaeus could not get any place where he could see Jesus. Now, they say he was about 5 foot tall, so he was not as tall as most of the people right around the community, so he had trouble. So he went and found the sycamore tree, and he climbed up that tree. Well, he got up there. We ask a question. Why did he do this? Why did these things happen? Maybe because he saw the passion that Jesus had. Maybe he saw what Jesus was doing in the community. And maybe it was somebody who wanted to, maybe Jesus could have compassion for him. Maybe Jesus could reach out to him and help him, because Zacchaeus, of his job, was so rejected by the community. He was determined to see Jesus, so we see the passion. He heard about all these things that were going on. Hear what the religious authorities were saying from Luke chapter 7, 34. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Nobody was anybody. Nobody who was anybody was ever a friend of that type of person. You know, you didn't want to admit being a friend of the tax collector. You didn't want to hang around sinners. Heaven forbid you hang around with them. You didn't want anybody to know it, at least not admit it. You certainly want anybody to know it unless you were Jesus. Jesus made a point to make it visible that he got to see these people and he met these people. Now here's Zacchaeus, a guy who had no friends, but maybe Jesus could become his friend, is what he's thinking. Maybe here's an opportunity to have a friend. Unloved by everybody. But Jesus felt, he made everybody feel loved when he came and ran across them. It doesn't matter who walks into the doors of our church, who walk into our home, who come into our lives. We need to be attractive to them by the way we love them, by the way we respect them, and by the way that we treat them. Just because we may not approve of someone's lifestyle doesn't mean that we have a right to treat them with anything else less than great love as Jesus would give to us. The respect that Jesus gave to people, we are to do that too. It's not our job to change people who need to be changed. It's our job to model our lives in a way that, in the love of Jesus, so that the people in their lives would want to change their lives by seeing how we act and how we treat people and how we do things within our lives. That way, when they see these things and the way we are, when we're attractive and people see we treat them with kindness and love and dignity, then they want to become like us. That's the first thought. The second is we must be attracted to those who feel rejected. See, Zacchaeus, he blew by the crowd. He went up that tree. And think about this. Jesus is coming by. And we hear from Luke 19, 5 and 6. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down here, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and he received him joyfully. You see, Zacchaeus went seeking Jesus. He heard Jesus was there. And what did he do? He went and found him. But then Jesus found Zacchaeus. The reason Zacchaeus is even in the Bible today, it's not because Zacchaeus found Jesus. It's because Jesus found Zacchaeus. Jesus was looking for him. Jesus and Zacchaeus came together for two totally different reasons. He wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus wanted to save him. And this is why Jesus said to him, come on down now. I'm going to come stay at your house. I'm going to come over there and see you. And he didn't say, let's get together and visit sometime. He said, no, I'm going to see you today. I'm coming over. Pretty cool. I must stay at your home. Now, remember, he's a man who always ate Thanksgiving dinner alone. Whenever he had steak on the barbecue, he only had to make one because he had no friends. His family disowned him. His friends disowned him. So here is Jesus inviting himself over to his house, to a reject's house, to a person that we wouldn't even want to talk to. This guy was the chief tax collector. Jesus didn't ask the mayor if he could come over. He didn't go to the head of the synagogue, the head rabbi. He talked to Zacchaeus, the tax collector. And the message that Jesus was saying is, I'm here for everybody. I'm here for everybody. Jesus went and approached the reject. The third thought today is we have to be attentive to people. Some of these people feel rejected, some don't. But we need to be attentive. In verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of all my goods I will give to the poor. After I have defrauded anyone else, I will restore them by fourfold. Now, we're not told what happened after dinner or during dinner. We don't know what they discussed. We don't really know if he stayed there that night. Jesus stayed at Zacchaeus' house. But we do know that Jesus brought him to salvation through that meeting, through that encounter. And Zacchaeus at that point was changed because Jesus was attentive to his need. And his greatest need was not to be accepted by the town or to be accepted by others. His greatest need was to accept God. To accept God in his life. And there's no doubt he did this because when you receive God, you repent. You change the direction you're going to go. According to law, in the day, if a thief voluntarily confessed, he had to pay back what he stole from somebody, plus 20%. Zacchaeus was so changed, he did more. He wanted to give back the money plus 300% interest. He went and did that. He did far more than the law required, but he was so changed by what Jesus did for him, his whole life changed. So he was going to go pay back four times what he had taken. 15 times more than the law even required. He was really changed and he wanted to set the record straight and do what needed to be done. What happened? What would turn this great robber, this great thief, into the greatest neighbor? We see in verse 9, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to your house, since he also is a son of Abraham. Salvation had not come to him because he was going to give away all his money. God does not save us when we decide to change. God changes us when we are saved. And when we are saved, we change. And we can give away things, but if we don't do it with the right attitude or the right heart, or we're not having that message of God in our life, it does no good. See, God does not save us when we decide to change. We decide to change because God saves us. Can you imagine getting a knock at your door? You open the door and there's Zacchaeus. What do you want, you little jerk? Think about that. What do you want? Well, I've come here to pay back from what I've taken from you over the years. How much have I taken from you over the years? And you say, $1,000. And Zacchaeus opens up his ledger and he looks. And he says, yes, that's correct. Here's $1,000 plus $4,000 more. What are we going to do? We're going to stammer. We're going to be caught in awe. We're going to stutter. And we're going to say, okay, I'll take it. Because Zacchaeus asks, does that settle us? I say, yes. But then we ask the question, what happened to you, Zacchaeus? What changed? Why are you different? And Zacchaeus says this with tears in his eyes. I met Jesus, and I have learned that God receives the rejected, and He rejoices with their repentance. Sometimes we need to reach out to the rejected. We need to repent of the rejection that we have done. When God comes into our life, He not only makes us right with Him, but He makes us want to be right with others. When Jesus comes to in our life, we not only should know it, should we just know it, but those around us should also know it by the way that we respond to them. Jesus says at the end of the story in verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus did not say He came to be found by those who are seeking Him. He came to seek the lost. What motivated Jesus to go to Jericho? The same thing that motivated Him to leave heaven, to leave His heavenly home with His Father, to take on the form of human flesh, to die on the cross, to be completely separated from God. He came to seek those that are rejected. We know that Zacchaeus found Jesus because Jesus went looking for Zacchaeus. It was Jesus who left heaven to come to earth to find Him where He existed. Just like Jesus, we need to remember the three A words. We need to be attractive to those who feel rejected. We should be attracted to those who feel rejected. And we should be attentive to those who feel rejected. For Jesus came to save us. He came to find us. Any of us that believe in Him, any of us that accept Him are saved. And then our lives will change. Amen.